You know, they really sort of were sort of beginning to pop up when he was in junior college and then through his coaching in Price, Utah. But what really happened was when he was in Midland, a series of events, a friend dying, he had a child, and also he got punched by one of his players, sort of, you know, felt like it triggered something. And that's when he walked away from his job there, left his family, and really began to go deeper and deeper into religion and conspiracy theories.
Now, before that, he had managed to hold a job, hold it together in the coaching realm. There were no problems before that trigger?
There were signs. I mean, Chris was a man of extremes. He was somebody who, when he got into something, got into it, a full bore. And so he was a guy, who was working 20 hours a day on basketball coaching, who was, nonstop in that world. And I think he managed to sort of use basketball to keep some of what was going on in his head at bay. But when some events happened, those walls crumbled, and then it all fell forward.
How did his family react to this behavior?
It's been excruciating for his family, for his wife, Tara, who's a very caring person. He has a sister who was very close to him. He had a really troubled childhood. He was not in a loving home growing up. And so, his sister and he really bonded, and she has seen him drift away. And his father, who's a brilliant scientist, he struggled with this as well. They don't look at this person who exists now as their son. And, his mental health is such, he's schizophrenic. He hears voices. He sees things. So, he is really not the same person that they knew.